I don't know any name.
Did they ever have any kind of a special name for the swamp? If there was a litter of baby pigs, I guess I just need to say pigs. Was there ever a name for the smallest or the littlest one?
Runt.
A runt?
Runt, R-U-N-T.
What was that? Just the babe? This is
just
a one that's
below normal size.
Were they ever sick or were they just small?
Sometimes they were all right, except.
Sometimes it took them a long time to get started, but I don't know them make good dogs.
With the hogs, know much about hogs. Are hogs that kind of have those little, like those?
Male hogs have
male
those.
Hogs.
Tushes.
They're like teeth that come out here?
Yeah, just stick way out.
Do they get them when they grow up? Do they get them when they're older?
Yeah. They grow when they get older enough, they'll grow out.
Oh, I see. Oh.
And you can break them off and they'll grow back.
Oh, really?
The young ones, they're not on young ones, though,
oh, I see.
Until a certain age.
And they're only on male ones, so
yeah.
Only four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the skin of a hog doesn't have fur, but it has some little hairs on it. It has hair on it. Just like that. It's real stiff hair.
Yeah, it's real stiff.
Do they ever use that for anything? What happens to that hair? Just gets...
Not that I know of.
In like chickens, when you cook a chicken and eat it, did you ever have like a wishbone? I mean, did they...
Yeah, they call it
that?
Wishbone.
Did they call
it's
it
a breastbone.
And save it and stuff. I mean, we used to do that. That's why.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I know farming about.
Yeah, chickens. They used to pull it, and the one that got the shortest person, shortest piece, they'd say, well, that one was going to get married first.
That was the one. What about when you were cooking, like you butcher a hog and you might want to, you know, there were different ways, I guess, to cook it, different pieces. They told me something about head cheese. What was that?
Well, you cook the head, just boil it till it's real tender enough to get the flesh all off of the bones. And then you put salt, pepper, and sage in it, or anything you want to season it with. And then put it in a container big enough to hold it, and then press it. And the grease that's still in it will rise to the top above what you have over it to press it down with. And then it's just in a solid cake. And you can cut it just like cutting cheese.
You eat it hot or cold?
Either way.
Okay.
Well, I never did reheat it, though. We always just eat it cooked.
Was there any difference between, is head cheese the same as souse?
Yeah, I think so.
They're just about the same thing?
I think that's...
I wasn't
both.
Sure what they meant by that. Did they ever have, what did they call, down here on this he has harslet or chitlins? Chitterlings?
Yeah, they have that. They'd take, we never did fool with that, but some people did. They'd take the intestines and wash them, soak them several days, and then cook it, but we never did.
And that was, what was that called? I don't know.
Chitlins.
Just chitlins. Okay. If you're talking about a little way or a long way.
A what?
If you were talking about a little distance or a long distance, did you have a special way to refer to that?
Be by the mile, I guess, or half a mile, or a mile, mile and a half, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said, what would you call it?
You could say, some people say peace, that's all.
Yeah, I heard people say one, a far piece.
Yeah.
we never had that expression anywhere.
About half a mile or about a mile, and by that kind of fort was, they'd say about a half a mile or a mile or a half a fort was.
Mm-hmm.